Biden touts $1.2 trillion infrastructure spending spree as he refuses debt ceiling negotiations. By Nick Gilbertson on January 30, 2023. President Joe Biden on Monday delivered remarks in Baltimore, Maryland, where he touted a tunnel project being addressed with funds from the $1.2 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act he signed in 2021. At the same time, he continues to refuse spending cut negotiations with Republican lawmakers over the $31.3 trillion debt ceiling breached on January 19, even though he has admitted Washington politicians need to rein in the national debt. Biden visited Baltimore to discuss a renovation to the Baltimore Potomac Tunnel, a rail tunnel he claimed to have passed through 1,000 times as an Amtrak passenger. "But folks, look, I made 1,000 trips through this tunnel, so I've been through this tunnel 1,000 times," said Biden. "But when folks talk about how bad the Baltimore tunnel needs an upgrade, you don't need me to tell you. I also know that it's not just Amtrak. I know how important this tunnel is to the commuter rail, and MARC rail back and forth to Washington," he added. The White House estimates the project will run $6 billion, and up to $4.7 billion of the cost could be covered by the infrastructure bill. "This law is the most significant investment in American roads and bridges since the interstate highway system, and it's the most significant investment in the rail on America since Amtrak was created 50 years ago," Biden asserted. The bipartisan infrastructure bill, which yielded no conservative victories but many leftist spending initiatives, was signed into law in November 2021, months after he signed the massive $1.7 trillion American Rescue Plan, a coronavirus relief package. As Breitbart News reported after the passage of the bill, Representative Jim Banks, RN, noted that only $110 billion of the $1.2 trillion in spending would fund roads, bridges, and other projects that most Americans would consider infrastructure. The RSC wrote that it would include $66 billion in funding for Amtrak while preventing any taxpayer accountability for the railway service, added Breitbart News's Sean Moran. Earlier this month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced that the United States had hit its $31.3 trillion debt ceiling, and the Department of the Treasury estimated it could turn to extraordinary measures until June to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its runaway debt. Biden's press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, has stated that the president believes the ceiling should be raised without conditions, and the White House has made clear the president does not intend to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking cuts to offset the debt in exchange for raising the ceiling. However, Biden, on the heels of his and the last Democrat-controlled Congress's massive spending spree, noted a few weeks ago while speaking to mayors from around the country in the East Room of the White House that Washington, D.C., politicians need to focus on making sure we do not accumulate more debt. He then floated the idea of tax hikes while seemingly attempting to amplify the narrative that Republicans seek spending cuts on Social Security and Medicare specifically. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reportedly assured Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, last week that there would be no cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Former President Donald Trump has sternly warned Republicans against cuts to either program to help pay for Joe Biden's reckless spending spree. Instead, he proposed cutting hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars going to corrupt foreign countries, cutting the mass releases of illegal aliens that are depleting our social safety net and destroying our country, ending radical gender programs in the military, and nixing reckless funding on climate extremism. "Cut waste, fraud, and abuse everywhere that we can find it. And there's plenty of it, but do not cut the benefits our seniors worked for and paid for their entire lives. Save Social Security, don't destroy it," he cautioned.